Good afternoon. This is Maria Sanchez, and welcome to News Talk 1520 KVTA. 289-1520 is the number here in the studio. KVTA.com is how you may reach us on the web. And we would like to say good afternoon to Steve, and I'm going to let you say your last name for us, please.
Steve Schlader.
Schlader. Welcome to News Talk 1520 KVTA about saving St. Mary's Cemetery. You're welcome. What is the concern and what is the problem that we need to restore St. Mary's Cemetery?
Well, we've got a 7-acre cemetery with 3,000 people buried there. It's a pioneer cemetery that was started in 1862. Mm. And everybody who was anybody in Ventura is buried there. We have the father of the county, Mr. Hobson, buried there. We have Brewster, a famous photographer. Him and his wife are buried there. We have Brevet Major General Van Deaver buried there, a Medal of Honor recipient buried there, Civil War soldiers, Spanish-American War soldiers, 3,000 people. And the problem is that the city pulled out all of the headstones and threw them off a cliff into a Arroyo Seco up in Hall Canyon in 1968.
Whoa.
And they thusly changed the 7-acre cemetery into a park, which is illegal.
I didn't even know that it was illegal. It sounds eerie, though. So they just rededicated the land unilaterally?
It's dedicated as a cemetery legally, and in order to remove that dedication, you have to remove the 3,000 people, and then you can do anything you want with the property.
Hmm.
But until that time, it is still dedicated as a cemetery. The city council invented this thing about a open space or a passive park on top of the cemetery, and that's where they get into the illegal gray area.
And so what are you looking to do?
Well, we're looking to restore the cemetery. We just simply want the city to abide by the federal and the state laws of cemeteries, which it would include, as you notice, all the cemeteries have a major fence around the perimeter. So that's so they keep the vandals out,
mm-hmm.
and miscellanea. This place, known as Cemetery Memorial Park, has no fence. It has to have a gate. It has to have a lock on the gate. It has to have a signage that says this is a cemetery with operating hours. The military that's buried there, the veterans, each one of their graves has to be marked into perpetuity by federal laws. There's a litany of violations here that the city is hoping that nobody knows about, and so they can pass off this actually it's become a dog park.
Well, but since 1968, right?
Correct.
So why now?
Well, I moved into town a few years ago, and I happened to bump into this situation, and I couldn't walk away. And so I've been making a big stink about it and trying to get the word out to everybody that what the city did was illegal and what they are doing is illegal, and we've got 3,000 of our finest citizens in the desecrated dog park at this point.
And, Steve, how did you find out about it?
I was a longtime resident walked me over there one day and said that, oh, you see this nice park? And I said, yeah, it's beautiful, overlooking the ocean and the Channel Islands and nice sloping big grassy area. And he said, no, it's not a park. There's 3,000 people buried here. And I started to investigate it, and lo and behold, I was horrified. I couldn't believe that a governing body, an elected body, would do this to the heritage of the county.
And how long have you been trying to get the word out, Steve?
About 3 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
Through the newspapers and through a couple TV news spots. And we've got a great website out that I've documented all the facts. It's restoresaintmarys.org. We've had a couple grand jury investigations. We've been out here slugging away for a while and making some great inroads. The grand jury came up. They did a lengthy investigation, and bless their hearts, they found that the Protestant side of the cemetery, the city had no deed for. They had no title to. They had just kind of nonchalantly walked over and taken this half of the cemetery on as their own. So it's steeped in illegality left and right. If they don't have title to it, then that means that they are using public tax monies to desecrate religious grounds, and that's against the state constitution right there.
I can't even believe that we're having this conversation.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, so, and it's 3 years you've been banging this drum and no progress?
No progress whatsoever. We had managed to get a restoration topic agendized on the city council, and we got about 75 descendants of the dead to come out on the podium and speak individually about their relatives and plea for the restoration of the graves. And it was a terrible thing really to watch, because some of these descendants walked up to the podium and burst into tears, and others were shaken so bad they could barely speak. And there was one veteran there, he was almost screaming at the top of his lungs. It was incredibly a charged event. And at the end of that, about 2-3 hours of testimony, the city council themselves, each one voted, and it was unanimously, they voted to keep it as a dog park.
Even though it's in violation of the laws as they exist now on our books.
Exactly.
So how were they able to make a vote on something that's illegal?
I don't know.
It doesn't make it. Something's not making sense here. So what is the recourse?
Well, our recourse, since the city council will not listen to the citizens and the descendants, we're putting together an initiative to get on the ballot to change the city council. We're going right after the city council. Right now it's an at-large election, and we are looking for a district election. We'd have to change the city charter to do this. We're going to be passing around an initiative. We'll need 10,000-12,000 signatures, and it will cut the town into 7 districts equally populated. And let's say the Avenue is one district. Well, they will vote on a council person in that district, and say the Keys and the Marina have another district, and one person will come out of that district, and all the districts in the town will each send their own council person to the council chambers, and then we will have a much more representative government. Right now, it's an at-large, and they don't have to answer to anybody. Except election time, they smile and shake hands, but other than that, they are very unreceptive to the citizens here in the city.
But, Steve, it seems to me like you're throwing the car out when all you really need to do is change the tires, and if the law is the law and it's in the violation of the law, can't the city be sued to restore what once was that they have desecrated, basically?
Exactly. We need, for that specific situation, we need a writ of mandate, an attorney to file a writ of mandate lawsuit against the city to comply with federal and state cemetery laws. But the attorneys that I have talked to inside the county, mm-hmm. a number of them had said, we don't want to touch this because we are afraid of retribution by the city council, that they would not get any more work, or that they would be blackballed, or that they would be starving in a matter of months.
So maybe we need to get somebody out of the area then.
We need to get somebody outside of the county, yes.
Right.
But see, with the council, my thinking is the council that will willfully support the desecration of a grave, of 3,000 graves, it makes me really wonder what else they're doing that is a little bit suspicious. They have no respect for the dead. What respect can they have for the living? There's this weed abatement thing they sent out to everybody, a $99 weed abatement just off the top of their head to make money. What was this other thing that they had just done? It was a 911 tax they put on all the phone calls. And see, we're running around and trying to put out all these fires at the council starts.
Hmm.
And the solution, in the heart of hearts, is just to get rid of a lot of them altogether and get a more representative city council. They're elected as our servants. We are their bosses, and they're not listening to us.
Well, I'm not going to let this conversation end here because I'm personally incensed. So I actually, one of our listeners is an attorney. I'll email him and ask what he can do or should or would suggest. Because this is lunacy. It's idiocy. And anything else that you'd like to share? The RestoreSt.Mary's.org is S-T, Mary's?
Correct. Okay. RestoreSt.Mary's.org. Look at the website and email me your addresses,
okay,
because we're going to be looking for signature gatherers here in the very near future. And if there's any more questions, I'm more than happy to help. The website, I've put everything in the last 3 years I've researched. There's the parking lot, ground
Steve,
penetrating.
Steve, 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold because we're going to take a traffic break and then we'll finish up our conversation. 3:56 is our time. Good afternoon. This is Maria Sanchez. Welcome to News Talk 1520 KVTA, 289-1520, kvta.com, coming up. And we're continuing our conversation with Steve Schlader. Steve is the campaign organizer to Save St. Mary's Cemetery. And if folks are just tuning in, Steve, let us know again where the land is located, and it's become a dog park.
Thank you, Maria. The 7-acre parcel that is a cemetery and will always be a cemetery, though the city is trying to pass it off as a dog park, is 1 mile east of the Mission San Buenaventura on Main Street, in between Poli and Main Street, 1 mile at the top of the rise there. Even from the Mission, you can stand on Main Street and look east, and you see a little green patch of landscaping at the end up the hill, and that's St. Mary's Cemetery.
And it was redubbed as a dog park when? How long has that been?
In 1968, the city decided to pull out all of the headstones and throw them away and change it into a dog park. Where they called it a passive park, that's the terminology, but it physically every day it's 50, 60 dogs are doing dog duty on the graves of our grandfathers and grandmothers, and the first mayors, the veterans in the Civil War. It's just incredible.
So if anybody has come to the area in the last 40 years, they wouldn't have known that this was in existence.
No, they wouldn't, and that's kind of one of the ideas that the city was up to. If it doesn't look like a cemetery, then how is anybody supposed to acknowledge the dead?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy, if it doesn't look like a cemetery, to go walk your dog. I mean, it's not really, you can kind of cheat a little bit, I guess, to yourself and say, well, it's okay.
And again, to reiterate that what has been done is not legal.
It's against federal law, and it's against the state of California law. There's a litany of laws that they've violated here. And it goes on and on. It should be fenced, as all cemeteries should be fenced. There should be signage that says it's a cemetery. There should be a gate that's locked with hours, the open hours on it. There's none of this. That's all state cemetery law. The federal law is that there's some 60 Civil War veterans buried there and 13 Spanish-American War veterans buried there. And each one of their graves has to be marked with a federal military headstone or flush marker into perpetuity. And the city, it refuses to do any of this.
And again, the website is RestoreSt.Mary's.org.
Correct.
And do you have a ground swell that's getting behind you?
We've got quite a ground swell. We've got a lot of descendants behind us.
Because, you know, what's interestingly enough, I don't have any connection to it other than I care that it's been mistreated, maltreated, and illegally treated. So I would think this is a concern to all of us, not just somebody whose relatives may be there.
It's our very heritage.
Right.
It's